Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Dvaitacharya, Srup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Some were filling the pots, others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. Krishna Hari Dvani Vina Ara Nahi Shuni. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the names Krishna, Krishna, and another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna. Jai Jai Kahe Se Kahe Krishna Name. Krishna Nama Hoila Sanketa Sabha Kame. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. Shato haste korena jena chalana marjana. Prati jane pashe jai karana shikshana. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Bala karma deki tare kare prasamsana mane na milile kare pavitra bhatsana. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. The Lord would say, Tumi bale kariyache shikaya anyere e mata bhala karma seho yena kore. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may also act in the same way. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. They washed the Jagamohan area and then the place where the food was kept. All other places were also washed. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Thus, all places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. Se jalalan apane pana koila taha deki prabodha mane dukha rosha hoila. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was outwardly angry. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. The Lord then called for Srup Damodar and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava. E deka tomara gauriya ra vyavahare. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. E aparadhe mora kahan habe gati tomara gauriya kori etaka. I now do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava, Tomara Gauriya Kori, Etika Faijati, has greatly implicated me. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srirup Damodara Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gaudiya Vaishnava. This means that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are followers of the Chaitanya cult are subordinate to Srirup Damodara Goswami. The parampara system is very strictly observed by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Srirup Damodara Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami. It is necessary to observe the parampara system of the Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity, nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette. Continuing, at this point, Srirup Damodara caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck and, giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundikshapuri temple and made him stay outside. After Srirup Damodara Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. Tabe Mahaprabhura Mane Santosha Hoyla Sari Kori Dui Pase Sabade Vashaila. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, "I shall gather everyone's collection, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice." E mata sabapuri korila shodana shitala nirmala koila jena nijamana. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. Pranalika chadi jadi pani bahoila nutana nadijena samudra milana. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. E mata pura dwara age patajata sokola so dilataha ke vonibi kata. Outside the gate of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam Ridyantasto Yabhadrani. To wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17 confirms this statement. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Vidhyantasto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsvatam Satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If a devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give directions, but one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gaudiya temple. The devotee, therefore, has to cleanse his heart just as the Lord cleansed the Gaudiya temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. If the heart is filled with straw, grains of sand, weeds, or dust, or in other words, anyabhilashita porna, one cannot enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives brought about through fruit of work, speculative knowledge, the mystic yoga system, and so many other forms of so-called meditation. The heart must be cleansed without ulterior motive. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana kamad anavritam. In other words, there should not be any external motive. One should not attempt material upliftment, understanding the Supreme by speculative knowledge, fruit of activity, severe austerity and penance, and so on. All these activities are against the natural growth of spontaneous love of Godhead. As soon as these are present within the heart should be understood to be unclean and therefore unfit to serve as Krishna's sitting place. We cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. So we shall end here for now, but Srila Prabhupada's purport, citing the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is quite long, and we shall continue reading it quite soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.